As we wrap up 2025, one thing's clear. Uncertainty isn't temporary. It's the world we live in now. Noble Gold Investments helps Americans protect what they've built with real gold and silver, holding value when everything else feels uncertain. Visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and take your first step toward a safe future. This holiday season, when you open up a qualified account, you'll receive 10 one-ounce commemorative silver holiday coins. Visit Noble Gold today.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Kelly Clarkson with Wayfair. My favorite thing about the holidays? Decking out my whole house. It's not a competition, but if it was, well, I'd win the season with Wayfair. Outdoor inflatable Santa? Got it on Wayfair. Trees, lights, and ornaments? Wayfair. Hosting must-haves like dining sets, beds, sheets, and towels? Wayfair. For everything in your style delivered with fast and free shipping, visit Wayfair.com or the Wayfair app to win the season. But again, it's not a competition.
Wayfair, every style, every home.
You know the difference between hockey and those other sports? You gotta be tough to be a hockey player.
I idolized Dominic Hasek. I played goalie because of Dominic Hasek. My life in hockey has been started because of Sabres hockey. I didn't need playoffs this year. I wanted it, but I didn't need it. But when you screw up for the fans as much as this team has over the last, 5 years, and just don't hold yourself accountable, I'm sorry. I'll hang up and listen. I'm sorry.
Welcome to Two Goalies, One Mic, an in-depth look and behind-the-mask conversation about the greatest game on earth, where everything goes and nothing's off limits.
Now I'll tell you something about this guy.
This is only 3 minutes, eh?
Whammo!
Welcome back, everybody, to Two Goalies, One Mic, episode 214. As always, presented to you by Fatty Beer Company, Western New York's premier market and tap room with over 300 beers to choose from at 7 different Western New York locations. If you need a beer, get over to Fatty Beer. Check out the 24 Beers of Christmas Advent calendar. You get a new beer for every day leading into Christmas. Always a good gift. And only while supplies last. Also, Impulse Physical Therapy, Western New York, located at 5087 Broadway, Suite 100 in Depew, New York, located right next to Catalyst Fitness. Five-star staff, five-star facilities. If you have a sports-related injury, work-related injury, whatever it might be, trying to get back on your feet, trying to get back on the rink, trying to get back on the field, make sure you look them up. I'm working with them right now on my journey to get back on the ice, and I can tell you firsthand that they are incredible over there. And as always, cannot forget our sponsors over at Extreme Discount Mattress. Can't say enough good things about Extreme Discount Mattress. With Western New York's finest selection of mattresses and adjustable beds, featuring the cool gel memory foam, two-sided mattresses, Tillalay latex, organic mattresses, Chatham & Wells, Scott Living, and even the Skechers mattress, all for a third to half the supposed sales prices anywhere. Stop in any of their 7 locations across Western New York or check out their website, extrememattress.com, extreme with an X. If you're looking for even more savings, check out their new closeout center at 1625 Walden Avenue in Cheektowaga with up to 80% off their already low prices. Save a fortune on one-of-a-kind closeouts, floor samples. You can get a quality mattress for literally pennies on the dollar. Extreme Discount Mattresses. We sell mattresses for less, a lot less. And don't forget, if you mention Two Goalies, One Mic, when you buy your mattress, you get a free mattress protector with your purchase. So can't go wrong there, especially around the holidays, looking for a Christmas present for somebody who has a bad back or just needs a better night's sleep. Extreme Discount Mattress. Hurls. It's been a minute, obviously. Sabres on a road trip. The late night games are, you know, tough to do podcasts for, I guess, at some point. You know, we all have to get up early for work. Not for you, though, obviously. 9 p.m. is 6 p.m. for you. So it actually works out better for you. But 0-3 to start, not a good start. Not the start we predicted. We said they needed to come out of this with at least 7 points for it to be successful. That's obviously not possible anymore. Just from what you've seen, obviously, since you've been able to watch these games in their entirety without falling asleep, what do you think?
I actually didn't last night. I accepted an opportunity to play goalie at a pickup skate yesterday. So I only Yeah. Based upon how the first two games left, I thought that was a better use of my time last night. And it was. It was a really good skate, and I'm happy that I did it rather than watching whatever that was against the Flames last night. I went back and watched the highlights, and I was able to watch most of the first two games. It's just a continuation of whatever we've seen on the road this season from this team, which is in totality a 2-9-2 team on the road, but in at a micro level, just an uninspired effort for the most part. Obviously, they're not getting the finishing, they're not getting the goaltending, they're not getting the defense at basically every single level of each unit, and that includes power play and special teams as well. The penalty kill was bound to regress from being the best unit in the league, and it definitely has. The power play hasn't gotten much better, and the coaching has not made the necessary adjustments in-game to put this team in the best position to succeed. And I guess you can say all of that and then look to where the management has put this roster in the first place with the three goalie rotation, with the lineup that was probably not good enough in the first place. And then that also obviously is underscored by the ownership not spending money for as long as they have, and also keeping these people in these roles as well. So you can look at it at every single level and not be surprised by the fact that they, once again, for the second year in a row, are likely playing themselves out of a playoff spot in early December.
Yeah, I mean, and what's even more sad about this whole situation is coming into this road trip, you were 5 points out of a wild card. 5 points.
And is weirdly, if they win tonight, they're 6 points out.
Yeah. If they beat a team that was in the finals this past season, a struggling team, but a team that still has Connor McDavid on it, still has Leon Draisaitl on it, Nugent Hopkins. I mean, that's a very good roster over there who is experiencing some of the same problems that we have.
And they've been good at home and bad on the road.
Exactly. So you can't really say similar rosters because let's be real, they're not similar rosters at all, but similar circumstances, I guess, in terms of the way the standings look. And I do want to, bring up this topic. Your boy OP did it again. Net front presence pulled the Ole.
I mean, it's not good enough. And it's also not just him.
No, it's not just him, but we just had this conversation. You asked me that question. How often does it actually happen? And then the next two games later, it happens against, I think, at the Kadri goal. Just watching his man just coast by him, doesn't really put forth much of an effort to tie him up, body up on him, nothing, and it's just an easy tap-in goal. Which, and I know people want to, and I have been very critical of Ukko Pekka Luukkonen, and his last two performances have been pretty terrible. But I am not putting this on UPL. Just not. I'm not. I want to save? Sure. Absolutely. I want to save or two in those games. But at the end of the day, your team has not been good enough in front of you.
No. No one really has. I was looking at the advanced numbers for defensemen this season, and it at least did support my assertion that at least defensively or overall, not just defensively, because expected goals against is not just the defensive zone, but it's pretty clearly a ranking of Samuelson first, Aline second, Power third, and then it eventually gets into Bryson, Byram, Timmins. Timmins has been particularly bad in his own zone and hasn't provided much in by the way of scoring chances. So, yeah, I mean, obviously, it's a lower level of expectation given the draft status and also the role on the team. And yeah, I mean, I think a lot of my optimism in Owen Power has been related to the fact that you see spurts, right? And you see the traits and you see what he could be, but if it's not there consistently and he's still making the same mistakes over and over, especially in his defensive end, yeah, that's cause for concern. And it's a reason for people to get upset as they do. But I would like to preface it with he's not the only one. And that's the main problem, I would say.
No, he's definitely not the only one. I don't think this is a singling out. Going
well, and I just, I guess my thing, I'm not saying that you do it, but a lot of people do that. And I think that's, and I understand why that happens, of course, because someone, people need someone to be the ire of the fan base. And I think it's almost not squarely, but largely on both Power and UPL, who flat out, like they won't, of course they've gotten their contracts, but they're not going to be around for that much longer if they continue to play like this, not only on the Sabres, but in the league. It's just, it just can't happen. And you can't expect to keep getting opportunities if you continue to play like that. So yeah. And that goes for everybody really, but I would say it about those two specifically for sure.
I agree. Where are you on the three goalie rotation?
I mean, it's clearly Ellis not.
Ellis is starting tonight.
Ellis is starting. Yeah, I don't know what's up with Lyon. They have gone.
I don't get it either.
Three, 4 weeks in between starts, it feels like. And if it's not injury related, he was the backup last night. Then I'm not
played really, last night.
Yeah, exactly. I just don't. I'm not really sure what it is in that case. Maybe he's not starting tonight because he played last night, but yeah, it's pretty wild to me. And ideally it would have been good to give these guys breaks. They all performed really well, but they're not, and they're not giving you the games, any of them at this point. I mean, Lyon hasn't really even had the opportunity to, but
no,
especially not UPL and definitely not Ellis in the past three starts. So it's clearly not working, and I think everybody was pretty miffed and upset about Noah Osland being sent down in favor of keeping these three guys up here. And now Isaac Rosén is back up, and it's just a revolving door, it seems like.
And I don't think they could have brought back up Noah Osland, even though he was just here. I think he needs to like play at least like, what is it, one game in Rochester, the rules. I think I read that. Which is insanity. I mean, I don't even know when Zucker could have gotten hurt last night. Like, he was out. He was the extra attacker when they pulled the goalie last night. So it must have happened relatively late in the game, or he was playing through something most of that game.
Yeah, could have been a pulled muscle or a ligament or something. But yeah, it's bad. And like, even Lindy spoke to it, that the only negative of this situation is Osland going down. I think he proved himself in more ways than one, especially his first real opportunity to be a full-time NHL player. And for the most part, he was pretty good, especially when he had good line mates and was on the power play.
Yeah.
So I don't understand it. And it makes me believe, especially the way Lindy talked about it, that he might not have had much influence on that decision either, which speaks to the hierarchy of the organization at the moment.
Yeah, I agree. I don't know, man. When it comes to the goaltending situation, we've been pretty blunt about it as goalies. I don't understand the mindset here. It's not that the only established goalie out of this three goalie rotation is Alex Lyon. He's been in the league the longest. You know, he has a certain amount of pedigree, respect around the league. You know, he's been on playoff teams. You know, you go back to the Craig Anderson situation. You go back to the James Reimer situation. I just don't understand what they see in these goaltenders that justify keeping all three of them here. And I feel bad for Alex Lyon because, you know, you signed a 2-year contract. The only reason this team was even like in games for the first 10 or 12 games of the season was because of him. Like, he was the bright spot. When there wasn't really many bright spots, you know, he had Tage start off slow, Tuck started off slow. Like, he kept them in games that they really had no business being in. I just, what do you do with him at this point? Like, what is your mindset if you're Alex Lyon? We understand how much we know how much of a professional he is. He's been on this show with us. We heard it firsthand. We know how good of a teammate he is. I imagine he's still being a good teammate. Maybe he's had conversations with the team explaining the situation, that what they're trying to do. But eventually, one shoe has to drop here, and you have to make up your mind. You cannot do this another season. You can't really do this any more further after this road trip. Like, you have to either waive somebody or trade somebody. You have to. You can't keep putting yourself in these situations. You can't keep making your goaltender, who you're not starting, split reps with the other backup goalie or the other healthy scratch every single practice. Because that when you're not playing consistently or you're waiting for that next start, those reps in practice matter. And you are getting half of those reps now, splitting that time with another goalie as the backup. It doesn't help.
Yeah, no, it doesn't make much sense. And I want to believe that they're starting UPL as much as they are as a way to, I guess their ideal plan was to show him off, but that's clearly not working. So hard to say. It's just a series of mind-boggling decisions by this team and this organization that we all seem to be in agreement on, and everyone who watches the team, and yeah, none of us have experience managing a professional hockey team, but neither did Kevin Adams before he was GM of the Sabres.
None whatsoever. He had no experience at all.
So
ran the Harbor Center.
Yeah, at least we have that in common with him. But yeah, it's really, really crazy to think about. And yeah, I had a theory yesterday that Terry helped get Gavin McKenna to Penn State with that NIL deal. And maybe that's his ultimate prize at the end of this. Who knows? I wouldn't put anything past them at this point. 10 years, 11 years later, another chance at a generational forward who's not even playing at a generational level in NCAA Division I hockey at the moment.
Yeah.
Four goals and 14 assists in 16 games is not generational.
No, he's definitely struggled since making that jump to the to obviously the more competitive, you know, players are bigger in college.
And that's There's still good. Like, don't get me wrong, for an NHL freshman, but it's not what was expected.
What were Eichel's numbers at Boston as a freshman? Because they're both in the same year. I think he's still 17, isn't he?
I think so. Let's see. He had, I remember it not being like otherworldly, and that's why the 1A to 1B McDavid to Eichel comparisons I always thought were crazy. Oh no, it was really good. 40 games played, 26 goals, 45 assists, 71 points.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So. I think when Eichel's freshman year was the best freshman year in college since Paul Kariya. I want to say that's what it was. And then, I mean, other players have come along since Eichel to have great freshman years in college. I can't think of their names off the top of the head, but yeah, Gavin McKenna really, I don't want to say hasn't lived up to the hype. I think he's having a good start to his season, but definitely
he's shortened the gap
between like a tank worthy player.
Well, and yeah, he's shortened the gap between him and other guys in that draft class when for 2+ years it was him or nothing. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, that's at least happened. But yeah, I don't know. It is really, really bad. When a week ago, after that win against the Jets at home, which was one of their best wins of the season, it looked good. They were 500, a few points out of a playoff spot, going into this road trip with something to prove. And it just seems, for whatever reason, I don't necessarily think it's a road thing, because we've seen this team be good at home or be good on the road and not good at home in the past few years. I just think they're showing in one way or another that they're structured improperly and they're not good enough. And it was eventually the rubber was going to meet the road, and it has again at this exact same time as last year.
How looking forward to the long awaited Ryan McLeod v. Matthew Savoy matchup are you looking forward to tonight? Because that has clearly been a hot topic on Sabres Twitter. Was it Matt Larkin? Is that the guy's name?
I think so, yeah.
So how much are you looking forward to that? Because I'm assuming, depending on how those these players could have 0 points and be like a negative tonight for all we know. But like, he did make a point of it to tweet out that Savoy has passed McLeod in goals for the season.
because that's the only stat that matters, apparently, for a forward in the NHL. I'm not looking forward to it. And I'm not looking forward to what the narrative will be if Savoy has a good game tonight and McLeod does nothing. It really is just a childish conversation for the most part, brought up by one ridiculous comparison to the Martin Erat, Philip Forsberg trade, which again is just a horrible and ludicrous take that that guy will try to milk for as long as possible for clicks and engagement. I don't think it should be acknowledged. I think we can make fun of him when we have the opportunity, but yeah, it's for, in my opinion, I still think it was a good trade. Again, it can be for both sides. Again, it can be something that works for both teams in the right situation without people being at each other's necks about it. Same with Josh Norris if he stays healthy and Dylan Cousins if he continues to contribute for the Senators. I don't think it's worth the ire that it brings and the conversation that it has. Like, that guy's clearly like milking it for as long as possible, and I don't think it's worth giving him the attention that he so desperately craves.
What's up with the voice tonight, bud? Is he?
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.
If you're the purchasing manager at a manufacturing plant, you know having a trusted partner makes all the difference. That's why, hands down, you count on Grainger for auto reordering. With on-time restocks, your team will have the cut-resistant gloves they need at the start of their shift. And you can end your day knowing they've got safety well in hand. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hey, this is Steve Gorman, radio host, sports commentator, former drummer for the Black Crowes. The winter holidays are here, a time for festive celebrations, family gatherings, and ringing in the new year. Whether it's a holiday party, a night out with friends, or just relaxing by the fire with a few drinks, it's a season full of good cheer. But here's something else to add to your holiday plans, a safe and sober ride home. Just like in sports and music, always have a game plan. And the most important part of any plan is sticking to it. If you plan to drink, take that plan a step further. Call a rideshare, a taxi, a sober friend, or have a designated driver lined up before the night begins. Drinking and driving is a decision that can change your life and the lives of others forever. A DUI, a crash, an injury, the consequences are real and lasting. So please, for your sake and for everyone else on the road, make the smart choice. Get a sober ride home. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by NHTSA.
He's still milking it from
still recovering from Sunday. A lot of yelling during the game on Sunday, which typically happens to me.
I was actually at the game. We won tickets through work, and I'll tell you what, man, that I mean, I was so pumped I got to go to that game. It was like a snow globe in there. If you're gonna pick a snowy winter game to go to, that's the one, because it wasn't too cold. It really wasn't. And the snow for, I would say, 3/4 of the game, a little bit more than that. The scenery was perfect. And the performance was damn near, it was incredible. Josh Allen put the red cape on again and willed this team to a win. And then Christian Benford with that incredible, you know, interception. He's just been amazing the last 2 weeks. You know, not to get off topic of the Sabres here, but, you know, that was, to pick a game, the last game I would go to ever in that stadium, I'm glad it was that one. I'll put it that way.
Yeah. No, I heard from other people that were there that it was one of the better games they've been to as well. Thankfully, I was home for the playoff win against the Ravens last year, and I think I'll be able to go to the Eagles game in a couple weeks. So I'm happy I'll be able to get one more in that barn. But yeah, that was a massive win in more ways than one. And thank God, because if the Bills and the Sabres are hopeless at the same time, it is really, really brutal for us.
No doubt. Apparently Josh Norris is not playing tonight.
Oh gosh.
Do we like,
No, wait. I'm seeing Sabres, Lions, Krebs, Thompson, Tuck, Benson, Norris, Doan, Rosen, McLeod, Quinn, Greenway, Mallinson, Kozak.
During warmups, right?
And then the Sabres just tweeted it out as well, which was, take a look against the Oilers 10 minutes ago. Norris is the second line center.
Jason, can you tell us where you're hearing this from? Because that's just a pretty definitive message in the chat that Norris is out tonight. They just said it on Sabres pregame. Norris is out.
Sabres says Josh Norris is out in pregame. Paul Hamilton, 34 seconds ago. Wow.
Are you kidding me?
Nice. Hell yeah.
And at Josh Norris. Come on, man. What? You set Austin down because apparently you love Jordan Greenway and Peyton Krebs, and now you can't bring him back up. And then you bring up back Isaac Rosin because of the Jason Zucker injury, and now your second line center is out. What the fuck? And we have three goalies in Edmonton. We have three goalies in Edmonton. And we're playing with one less forward. Oh, my God.
Crazy.
Oh. Oh, my God, man. That's something.
And sure, he clearly got hurt during warmups.
He must have. Do we, Jason, do we know, did they give any context behind his absence? Anything at all? If you could just write it in the chat, it's appreciated. If the Sabres were to go 0-6 on this road trip, which right now is a very real possibility, where is this fan base at, Pearls?
I said it last night that a potential, had they gone 6-0, it would have been a party in the plaza. But if they go 0-6, I would argue that a protest in the plaza would be deserved.
Like, I mean,
I've never been one to call for something like that. But even myself, I'll be home next weekend, and I was planning on going to the game on the 20th against the Islanders. Like, that is territory of like not supporting the team anymore and demanding something change. Because it's the same exact thing that's happened two seasons in a row at the same time to knock the team out of the playoffs without a doubt. Like, there's no coming back from losing six in a row. So
we lost how many in a row? I think we lost 13 in a row last year, didn't we?
13 winless. Yeah. There were a few loser points in there, but six in a row without any loser points, 0 points in 12 game or 0 out of 12 points. That would be cause for, in my opinion, like a protest outside the arena.
So Josh Doon is now the fourth center. Sick.
Josh, more like Josh, we're doomed.
Josh, we're doomed. Oh, that's a good one. I like that. I like that. So I do want to address one thing from earlier in the day. I did send out a tweet in regards to something I did hear. I'm not, just to preemptively say, I'm not going to say what it is I heard on this broadcast because, quite frankly, I'm not 100% confident in the source it's coming from at the current moment. At the time when I sent that, I felt much more confident. I will say this, it doesn't involve a roster. But just to kind of give you guys the background on all this, I received a DM on Sunday. Now, it was in my requests because I didn't follow this person, so I didn't see it until last night. They introduced themselves, said they were a fan of the show, and they had heard something. They worked for the organization, and they had heard something that they felt that we needed to know. So I gave them my information. I said, you can call me or text me. I prefer a phone call because I feel people might be more comfortable talking on the phone. They don't want to put stuff like that in writing. He seemed like he wanted to remain anonymous in this whole thing. So I left it at that. Not because I get, you know, Curls, I'm sure you've gotten DMs like this. I've gotten DMs like this before. We actually are sitting on a story right now that we confirmed to pretty much be true that we haven't broken since we learned it a while ago, because me, quite frankly, I wanted to give this team a fighting chance before having that conversation, which we still might, you know, down the road. Who knows? We'll see. But we've both probably gotten DMs from fans saying they've heard this, they heard that, they heard this, that, and the other. So this person reached out to me late last night. I was surprised because they did say they wanted to remain anonymous, that they did actually reach out to me. So made me feel, okay, maybe this has some wheels. They told me what it was. They said that they were a Sabres fan through and through, and they wanted to give me this information because they wanted it to go public to hopefully instill change, because they can't take it anymore, essentially. So given that, I had just been watching the replays of the game this morning, because again, I more or less reacted to it this morning, seeing how badly they performed last night. I sent that tweet out mostly because I was hoping to shake something loose. You know what I mean? I don't know, because I don't know this person. I don't know who they really are. I know that they're probably tweeting me or reaching out to me from a fake account, you know, because it was created actually pretty recently. But they did text me from their phone number. From the way I viewed these text messages, I could tell that it wasn't a fake person or an AI bot. Just the way they spelled certain things. And, you know, I think, you know, generally at this point in time with AI, you can kind of, you know, decipher the differences. I said, like, I, you know, would like to, my opinion is this, essentially the reason why I haven't really come forward with what the true nature of that tweet is because the person went from at least make me feel confident that there was really wheels behind this to I'm not really too sure, because essentially I think I've been ghosted at this point. They're not responding and they will not talk to me on the phone anymore. Not anymore, but you know, they won't talk to me on the phone just in general. So with that being said, and just how big of news this is, because it is big. Like, Connor, would you agree it's big?
It's big.
It's really big. And the people out there who say I'm just engagement farming, no, I'm not. I'm really not. I tweeted that out because I hope to shake something loose. And ironically enough, which is kind of funny, I did speak to somebody in the media. They wanted to know if what I heard was the same as what they heard. Turns out it wasn't, but it turns out what they heard and what they're hearing and what they're hearing from a very credible source is actually way worse than what I said. But that's not my story to tell, and I'm not going to tell it. So just leave it at that. So some things did shake loose, but not what I was hoping to shake loose, essentially, to say with that tweet. My opinion is this. I think that what I heard is real. I think it could be real. And given the way this team handles things and the way it's run and who it's run by, from an ownership standpoint, I wouldn't put it past them for this to be a real thing. I know people are frustrated probably with my answer, but again, given the nature of what this is, and I would like to be truthful with this, and I would rather I have forwarded it to the proper people whose job it is to dig into stuff like this, because I would rather the truth come out from the whole story and the whole truth come out rather than being the first to it. If that makes sense, Earls. Does that make sense?
Totally.
I love your word answers. I would rather
you're on a roll here. I'll let you keep going.
Yeah, I guess I would rather it just be the truth. And I am not as concerned about being the first to it rather than it being the truth. So I'm not saying that we're just putting this to rest. Again, I have forwarded it to the proper people whose job it is to do stuff like this. People who have far more connections than I do. And I'm going to leave it at that.
But, and listen, like I'll say myself, like, I don't think anyone who's a devoted fan of this organization would be really surprised by anything at the moment. And if and when it does come out, I think, yeah, people would be upset and flabbergasted, but not necessarily surprised, because 14 and a half years going on 15 of no playoffs and relative futility, not only in the NHL, but in the professional sports landscape, leads to, or not necessarily leads to, hopefully doesn't lead to, but has been the result of a lot of bad decision-making over the years. And yeah, it's obviously unfortunate, but yeah, until anything is confirmed, I think it would be irresponsible to let out there. So yeah, I get it. And here we are, puck drop.
I will say this, as you were talking, I did get a text message from one of the people I did forward this to. I'm not going to say their name, but I'm going to leave it at this. It makes me feel a little bit more confident in what I heard. So more to come. We're going to keep digging into this. Because again, I want this to be done the right way. I want to keep the person who told it. I want to be true to them and keep their anonymity, or however you say that. I can't pronounce it. I don't want to get anybody jammed up with where they work, but I also care more about this coming out and being true rather than being the first to it. So if somebody else comes out with it before we do, then so be it. But I think given the nature of the story, it's more important to be factual than just be first. So any final thoughts, Hurls? Well, actually, no, let me get back to our sponsor before we hit our final thoughts. Just want to shout out Fatty Beer Company, Western New York's premier market and tap room with over 300 beers to choose from at seven different Western New York locations. I almost said 700. Seven different Western New York locations. If you need a beer, get over to Fatty Beer. Let them know Two Goalies, One Mike sent you. Of course, as always, Impulse Physical Therapy of Western New York. It's time to ditch the physical therapy clinics that treat you just like another number. And step into a world where you're at the center of your care. Impulse is owned by Buffalo only board certified sports physical therapists. They work one-on-one with science-backed technology like 3D motion analysts and force plates. They help you exceed your goals and become the healthiest, strongest version of yourself. So come experience the Impulse difference today and mention this for a 75 discounted assessment. And of course, Extreme Discount Mattress.
We know with Skechers, your day starts with the comfort and support you need for your feet. And now that same innovation has made its way to the bedroom. Introducing the Skechers Sleep System. With cooling Skechknit fabric, pressure-relieving Skechers Max cushioning, and our Skechers Posture Fit support system, your day ends just like it began, with Skechers comfort that never stops. Skechers Mattresses, exclusively at Extreme Discount Mattress, the lowest prices in the nation.
So thanks again to our sponsors at Fatty Beer Company, Extreme Discount Mattress, and Impulse Physical Therapy, Western New York. Hurls, your final thoughts as the game is obviously already starting with Colton Ellison, no Josh Norris, no Jason Zucker, and a partridge in a pear tree. You're muted, bud.
Here we are. I think it'd be a bit of a miracle if they win this game, given how they've been on the road this season. Oilers, I guess, have been playing a little bit better as of late. They are 5-4-1 in their last 10. Not amazing, but they are good at home. Obviously, with that firepower, you never know. But you also never know with their defense and goaltending, kind of similar to the Sabres. They're staring each other in the mirror at the moment, but the Sabres have way less talent. So, yeah, hopefully we get one of those early season Ellis games and he pulls a rabbit out of the hat. And Tage is at center, obviously. So we've seen what he can do. And yeah, God, they should be treating all these games like playoff games. I know they say that and they say they need better starts and whatever, but they haven't gotten that on the road. So I would love to be pleasantly surprised tonight, but given what's transpired in the past 15 minutes, I don't feel optimistic.
Yep. Yep. I couldn't agree with you more. And man, I'm going to watch this one tonight. Didn't really watch last night. I watched the replay this morning and caught up that way, but Man, what if they get shelled like 6-0 tonight?
That would be brutal.
Yeah. So anyways, guys, we'll talk to you later. There probably won't be a post game tonight given the start time, but you know, we'll see. Maybe I'll go live. I don't know. But just don't anticipate that, so to speak, unless something groundbreaking happens, something crazy. Like, I don't know, Josh Dunn scores 7 goals and the Sabres win 7-6. Who knows? I don't know. I don't even know anymore. But we'll talk to you later. And as always, go Sabres.
Marriott Bonvoy is the official hotel partner of US Soccer. Join Marriott Bonvoy today to get closer to the game with exclusive perks, unforgettable experiences, and benefits that go beyond the pitch. Spring Hill Suites, part of Marriott Bonvoy, offers complimentary hot breakfast and spacious all-suite accommodations, perfect for the whole team, with room for up to 6 guests. Make your next getaway a win. Learn more at springhillsuites.marriott.com.